Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop Page.
Oh, okay.
For God will forgive us of our sins as we forgive others' debts.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember. Remember not the former things, nor consider things of old. God wants to do a new thing. He wants to renew your soul.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember. And I tell you tales, because sometimes I would forgive, but my flesh would not let me forget. Oh, even though we were told by Jesus that the way we forgive others' debts is the way we want you to forgive us, Lord, and the way to be truly blessed. Oh, don't forget to remember. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you are here on today and been injured in any way, we encourage you to join us, join it with us and say,
Lord, give me you. I hope. tells me that I am his own. Thank you.
time, hallelujah. Somebody come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Come on and give God a praise, everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If you know that God know your name tonight, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. How many know that he knows our name, amen? He knows our address, amen? He knows everything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he knows our name, we're going to be all right. Tell somebody, your neighbor.
Neighbor.
Because God know my name.
God know my name.
I'm going to be all right.
I'm going to be all right.
Somebody give him a shout. Somebody give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. How many know, beloved, that it's God that's keeping us right now? Amen. God is keeping us. He is sustaining us. Amen. God is the one that is providing for us. Glory to God. He is the reason. Hallelujah. Why we can hold our head. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just heard in my spirit that God is saying, I'm keeping you. I'm going to keep you in the midst of everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to keep you in the midst of the storm. I'm going to keep you in the midst of this pandemic. I'm going to keep you in the midst of all of this that is happening. God says, I am your keeper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a blessing tonight to know that we are kept by the Almighty. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to know that God is keeping us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that if God don't keep you, that you won't be kept? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God tonight for his keeping power. Amen. We give praise and honor to the Most High God tonight. Amen. I give praise and honor to my dear, dear brother, Elder Andre tonight. Amen. The man of God himself will be bringing the word in just a little bit later on tonight, and we're going to fully support him tonight. Amen. To all of you right now, bless you, brother. Bless you. Listen, the Lord is blessing me right now. Come on here, somebody. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. The Lord, come on here, somebody, is blessing me right now. Come on here, somebody. I ain't got to wait till later to praise him. He's blessing me right now. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I can't wait till later. I got to praise him right now. He's so good. He's blessing me. He's blessing me right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know that you got a right now blessing?
Amen.
Amen.
God is so good to us, beloved. We can't afford not to give him praise. We can't afford not to bless him at all times. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord what? At all times. Amen. God keep constantly telling me, he said, y'all need to praise me more in this season. Amen. It is the time to praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't you know it's hard to praise God when we're trying to figure it out? Amen. It's hard to praise God when we're trying to work it out. Amen. It's hard to praise God when we're trying to figure out how God is going to work your situation out. Sometimes you just got to put your mind on pause and say, Lord, I'm going to praise you and thank you for what I don't know, because you're the all-knowing God, and you're supposed to know everything, Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to praise you because it's in your hands. Somebody need to praise him right now, because everything you're going through is in his hands. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. It's in your hands, Father.
Sometimes our mind cannot fathom what God is doing. That's why God don't tell us everything. Come on here, somebody. We can't handle everything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. If we can handle everything, then God would tell us. But see, something God don't tell us, because he said your mind ain't ready for that yet. Come on. Oh, Sean, that double cord. What I'm going to do will give you...
Until the PC moved in, they got a
hotel in their meat. Is that true? First time it's left. Did you think? You got to take it to Lisa. Yeah, it's Lisa. You know, I looked down and had it for you, so it's true. I don't blame you if you do. Trust, they want to fix. Well, what is that? Why is somebody television, though? They need to cut their television off.
Give me 1 second, y'all. I'm trying to connect everything back together. Everything fell apart. One, two,
please announce yourself.
I don't know what happened to the Pussy Yolanda.
Yes.
Hey, man, Apostle ain't made it back on yet.
No, is it?
No.
Is Andre?
Yes, ma'am.
You have anything?
I don't know. I don't know, maybe Apostle's lying tail or something. Sister Kathleen, another lady, got off the prayer line. I don't know who that was. But anyway, I guess the Apostle will be back on shortly. But it's near time almost for you to bring the word.
Amen, yep. At 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock y'all time. So yeah, about an hour. Echoing in my ear. Let me see if I. I think he's trying to call in. Hold on one more second. There you go, Apostle.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen.
Amen.
How many know?
Amen.
How many know that when the enemy fights you, that means that you're in the right vein? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. If the enemy is trying to fight you, glory to God, then that means that you in the wrong vein. Amen. Because the enemy only fight what is a threat. Come on here, somebody. And the reason why the enemy is trying to fight us right now is because he know that you a threat. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you dangerous. Hallelujah. Tell him, say, you dangerous right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, know that the devil ain't fighting everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that the devil ain't fighting everybody? Come on here, somebody. He's fighting selective people. Come on here, somebody. For God said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost now, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody find me Psalm 91. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God is a keeper.
God is a keeper.
He's a keeper, beloved. I want you to know that God is able to keep us. He is keeping us. Not that he's able. He is keeping us. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he is the I am God. Come on here, somebody. And he's the, and if he is the I am God, then that means that I am is going to keep me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I am is going to keep me, amen, in this time of pandemic, in this time of when people are fearful, in this time when people don't know what to do, God is saying, I'm going to keep you.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 91, beginning with verse 1. Somebody read it to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hold on. I'm moving.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Stop right there, Elder. Stop right there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. So there's a secret place in the Most High. There's a secret place in the Most High.
Amen.
So I got to get high enough where the devil can't touch me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But now, if I don't give God the necessary praise and worship to get in this secret place, guess what?
You won't get there.
The enemy going to still be messing with me because I haven't got high enough where he can't touch me. Y'all better catch his revelation tonight. God is saying, we ain't high enough yet. Our praise ain't high enough. Our worship ain't high enough. Somebody said, say neighbor.
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 We need to turn up our praise.
We need to turn up our praise.
Turn up our praise.
We need to turn up our worship. Come on here, somebody.
We need to
turn up our worship.
Until we get high enough till the enemy can't touch us. Come on here, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody tonight. He that dwelleth in the secret place. See, there's a place, then there's a secret place. In the Most High. But I got to get to the Most High. So in order for me to get to the Most High, I got to give him the kind of praise that will put me in the presence of the...
Amen.
God is saying, when you going to really let loose? Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See, God knows the praise that we need in order to get in the place in him that make us untouchable with the enemy. Come on, hear somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody probably
Hallelujah.
Saying tonight, why is this little chocolate man trying to get me to get out of myself? Yeah, I'm trying to get you to get out of yourself because yourself is in the way. God doesn't get out of the way. Amen. You need to praise me to the degree that you are going through in your situation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Your praise needs to match your circumstance. Your praise needs to match what the enemy is trying to do against you. God said, when your praise is out there, glory to God, it's going to destroy the works of the devil. Come on here.
Glory to God.
We waiting on God. God said, now you ain't waiting on me. I'm waiting on you to praise me like you know I'm God. Hey, Shabandarabokosandadabas. Oh, I felt that. He said, you need to praise me like you know I'm God. See, we ain't praising no man. See, we were praising a man. That'd be different. But God, somebody said God.
God.
Yeah, I'm trying to get up.
See, He deserves my best praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we wait until we see manifestation. God said, you're going to see manifestation when you praise me like it's manifestation. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
A lot of us are trying to wait till we see it to praise him. God said, you ain't going to never see it if you're waiting. You got to praise me. Hey, thank you. Give me a praise in advance. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because God is ready to release that blessing to us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Somebody give him a shout right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Psalms 91, he that dwelleth. That word dwelleth means to abide in. That word dwelleth don't mean to just go in there and come out. That word dwelleth means to stay in there, to take up residence there. And a lot of us, we go in and out with God. God said, no, I'm looking for somebody that want to take up residence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the more we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow. How many know that the shadow with God represents shade? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But the shadow is also his reflection. Come on here, somebody. So everything he can do, his shadow can do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Don't you know all God got to do is show his shadow? And every demon in hell is going to run. Come on here, somebody. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, how many know that the Almighty, one of the names of the Almighty is called El Shaddai?
No.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
El Shaddai means more than enough. El Shaddai also means the full-breasted one. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So the full-breasted one means that God got everything that I need is in the breast of God. So how many know that God says, I'm going to bring you to a land with what? Milk and honey. And where's the milk going to come from? From El Shaddai. Y'all ain't staying with him. You got to get in this. Do you know how you going to get in this secret place? There are three ways to get into the secret place. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Prayer. Through your prayer life, through our prayer life, through our praise life, and through our worship life. This is how we get into the secret place of the Most High. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There should be a continuous praise out of our mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This ain't the time to be silent, y'all. This is the time to open up your mouth and let God know, Lord, I thank you for your word. I believe you over everything that the devil is saying. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many know when the fire is turned up, you got to turn up your fire? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that the three Hebrew boys didn't burn up because they was on fire, that the fire, amen, had to surrender to the fire that was in them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They started praising God so that the fire started getting cold. Come on. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all ain't hearing me. Glory to God. There is a praise that will take you out of your natural situation and put you in a place in God that your natural situation won't even matter. God is saying, I got that, glory to God. I just need you to tap into me right now. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
For about 3 seconds right now, come on and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the Hallelujah. God is doing something through your praise.
Yes, hallelujah.
God won't let me take you any further than your praise.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, though God is ready to do something supernatural for you, and God is saying, hear the prophet of God, because if you notice the last couple of days, God really been having me put emphasis on praise. There's a reason why God is having me put emphasis on praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I might just go into a teaching on praise. Glory to God. In the power of real praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God brought us out of bondage so we could praise him. I don't know if you heard what the Holy Spirit said just now. He said God brought us out of bondage so we could praise him.
Hallelujah.
See, we made some vows to God. And God is saying, I'm collecting on the vow you made to me. Lord, I promise you, if you bring me out, Lord, I'm going to praise you and serve you for all the days of my life. Lord, if you just get me out of this, come on here, somebody. God says, okay, I'm listening. What you want to negotiate with me about? I'm listening. You mean tell me if I just bring you out of that situation? That you going to give me some ag right now?
Amen.
Who the Holy Ghost talking to? Lord, if you don't do something for me right now, I'm going to lose it. God said, oh, okay, hold on. Lord, I promise you, Lord, I do whatever you ask me to do. Now God is saying, I'm reminding you of what you said to me. I kept my end.
Amen.
Now I'm waiting on you to keep yours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's all right, say, Jesus, I never forget what you've done for me. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But some of us treat God like Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? Come on here, somebody. Yeah, Lord, I know you did that for me, but what have you done for me lately? I kept death back from you. I kept sickness back from you. I kept your enemies off you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep. Glory to God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
And we are looking at this here mountain, and we're trying to make the mountain into a big old molehill, but God is saying, no, it's only a mountain. Speak to it. Come on here, somebody. Say to the mountain, be thou removed, and cast into the sea. We can't be afraid to tell the devil to get out of our life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if God gave us power, we can't act powerless. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How many know that power ain't no good if you don't use it?
Amen.
Amen.
But then, let's go to verse 2. Of Psalms 91. Because he can't begin to say nothing till he first realized where he's at. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Are we still there?
Amen.
Amen.
Notice when he realized who God is, he began to say something.
Amen.
Hold on. Let me see him. Let me see something right here. Amen. It says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Okay, now he's beginning to realize who God is. Come on here, somebody. After he done spent some time in the secret place of the Most High. And he began to come under the shadow of the Almighty. Now he begins to say who he is. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
See, you can't really say nothing until you spend some time in there. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Let me tell you, you're going to see a whole lot of everything going on, but God is saying, praise me for keeping you in the midst of it. Because the more time we spend with God and the more time we get into the secret place of the Most High, how many know anybody higher than him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, the name of the Most High God is called El Elyon. El Elyon means the Most High God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say El Elyon.
El Elyon.
El Elyon means that you're talking to the highest God in the universe. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Folks trying to get high, but when they meet the Most High, amen, the Most High would take your regular high away. See, that's what happened to me. See, I was high and didn't mess around there and met the Most High while I was high, and he took my high away. Come on here, somebody. That's why I don't get high no more. Why? Because when you done met the Most High, ain't no high like that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That'll make you put all your dope down. That'll make you put all your weed down. That'll make you throw the alcohol away, glory to God, because you done met the Most High. Come on here, somebody. And he's so high that he can take your high away. Glory to God. No, you don't need that. You just need an encounter with the Most High God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The psalmist say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Is anybody seeing how awesome this is?
Amen.
After he had been in the presence of the Lord, he said, he is my refuge and my fortress. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm about to wrap it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying, I'm your keeper in this hour. I'm your keeper. And we need to act like he's our keeper. He said, my God, in whom I trust. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, when you done been in the presence of the Most High, you talk different. I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, no, you ain't. Amen. When you done been in the presence of the Most High, you talk different.
Amen.
Amen.
And God is saying, if we get high enough, it'll change our talk. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I'm finna decree something over your life right now. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. God is about to release out of you a praise you didn't even know you had.
Hallelujah.
I said, God's about to release out of you a praise you didn't even know you had.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
If I be a real prophet of God, watch it happen. And it's going to hit you at a time you ain't going to expect it. God said, since you won't praise me online, I'm going to have you to praise me in a place that you don't even expect to praise God. Amen. It's just going to come out, glory to God. Something's going to hit your belly, and you're going to begin to praise God. And you're going to testify online. Apostle, why you do that? I didn't do that. The Holy Ghost said it. Hallelujah. Glory. How many know that whatever he tells me to say, I'm going to say it? And how many know that when he speaks something through me, that it manifests? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm telling you to praise me because I'm getting ready to give you a crazy blessing. Come on here.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
I'm getting ready to give you a blessing that don't make no sense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not gonna be able to even figure this one out. You're gonna be like, I don't even know how he did this. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm still trying to figure out how this happened, but it's real, glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody said God is good all the time.
God is good all the time.
Amen, amen. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, amen. God getting ready to bring a praise out of you. That's going to shock you.
Amen.
Because church has put us in a place where church has put a restriction on the praises of God.
Yes.
We have been in a place where we almost scared to let loose, and we've been told that you can't do all that, hallelujah. Why I can't? God didn't say it had to be a certain way. He just said praise it. It'd be
Amen.
Different if God gave us a certain way to praise it. But he didn't give us that, though. He just said praise him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So your praise don't have to make sense to nobody but you and God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 They're like Psalm 100 where it said make a joyful noise. It didn't say what kind of noise. It just said a joyful noise. Whatever noise brings you joy, and whatever noise brings joy to God, that's a noise you make. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 We've been trying to worry about the noise making sense to everybody else. God said, no, I said make a joyful noise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I find out, child of God, when you keep folk out of your business, when they come to you and God, praising God, you'll be so much more happier. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Somebody give God one more shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I don't know why God got me on praise right now, but he got me on praise right now. He said, tell them to turn it up. Turn it up. Hallelujah. And I can't wait to hear the praise report of what God going to do in some of y'all. Amen. Because I can feel it. It's going to be funny, glory to God. Somebody gonna say, God had me praise him. I was just walking down the street, and all of a sudden something hit my belly, and I just began to go into a praise. Oh, you understand, glory to God, hallelujah. But I was praising him, glory to God, with no shame. See, God is saying he's finna have us to go into abandonment praise, reckless praise, praise that don't make no sense to nobody but us and God. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God another shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to God. How many of you can feel God doing something on the inside of you right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is turning things around because he's getting you ready for the new thing that's coming. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited, beloved. You see how everything is happening right now? You see how people is losing their mind? You see how people don't know which way to go, but God is keeping us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
People don't know what to think right now, but God is saying, I'm keeping you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In the midst of it all. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, God has said, I'm keeping you.
Amen.
Because that could be us, beloved. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But God said, I'm making sure that you cover.
Amen.
Because how many of you, it's God that opened the doors. Come on here, somebody. And it's God that closed the doors. Amen.
Amen.
We can't never take for granted what God is doing. Amen. Why? Because then we miss how good he really is to us. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to give God another praise offering.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. While the Spirit of God is moving, come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
God been having us on praise for the last 2 weeks. Praise
mm-hmm.
the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to be magnifying him. We need to be lifting him up. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ever seen one of them old TV shows and the husband come home and he got something behind his back, a gift for the wife, but before he give it to her, he tell her something like, who's the best husband in the world? And she like, you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the point we at right now. God has walked through the door. He has your blessing with him, hallelujah, but he's asking you, if you give me some praise, who's the best God, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
In the world? Who
glory
is the
to God?
Hallelujah,
yes,
who has always
yes.
made those crooked paths, who has always opened doors that no man could open, hallelujah,
yes,
praise
Lord.
God,
hallelujah.
Who has always did it for you, hallelujah, when you begin to praise me. God been saying it for too long. When you begin to praise me, everything that you want will begin to manifest. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight.
Hey,
we thank God for that
word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, I'm looking for you to praise me in the midst. Hallelujah.
Thank
of your
you.
Situation. Praise God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to know that you got confidence that I'm about to bring you through this storm. Not that you're in the storm. Hallelujah. That I'm bringing you through the storm. Praise God. Mm.
Hallelujah.
But, you know why it came? Everybody be talking about it. That's what the Lord just dropped this in my spirit. It. It's getting on my nerves. It. It. You know what it came to do? If you read the Bible will tell you that it came. It came just so it could pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me. It's a test. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once you pass that test, oh, y'all don't understand me. Praise God. See, once you pass the test, the
come
test
on,
came
come.
So you could pass it. The problem is we keep failing. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we get the test right, we'll pass it, and then we'll no longer have to worry about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it just came so it could pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a temporary thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord say, whatever you're going through, it's a temporary thing. Don't be like Esau. Esau came home and he was hungry. And because he was hungry, he sold his birthright. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, sometimes we get hungry. Hallelujah. Our flesh, that means something in your flesh starts rumbling. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you willing to sacrifice everything. Hallelujah. Praise God for a moment of temporary satisfaction. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So we need to, amen, give God praise in the midst of our situation. We don't need to sell out, hallelujah, because he's going to bring us out. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm going to say that again, and I'm going to open up the line. We don't need to sell out because he's going to bring us out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God on the night. We thank you for the word that you put in his belly. Lord, it's time for us to praise you. Hallelujah.
Jeez.
It's time for us to magnify you. You are our refuge in a time of storm. Hallelujah. Lord, you will keep us, and we thank you for keeping us from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God. You touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. You continue to prosper him, Lord, in both mind, body, and soul. And we thank you for that word on tonight, Lord. And we will continue to love you. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to lift your name up, Lord, because
Hallelujah.
You are worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We want to open up the line. Hallelujah. If you have any comments at this time, if you have any testimonies, or if you have any words of encouragement, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, would be the time. The phone lines are open. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. No testimonies or prayer requests at this time. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Yolanda.
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I'd like to thank the Lord for watching over me and my family. I want to thank the Lord for all he have done for me and what he's going to do. I want to ask the Lord to please go in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails, and the prison. Please take care of all your children. Please take care of all the hungry. Lord, please guide our footsteps. Please give your fence around us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, church family. I'd like to thank the Lord for who he is. I want to thank the Lord for keeping me another day and night. I want to thank the Lord for waking me to see a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord that I have the opportunity, we have the opportunity to come on the prayer line and pray. I want to thank the Lord for Pastor Corey, Brother Andre. I want to thank the Lord for everyone on the prayer line. I want to thank the Lord for his many, many provisions. Jehovah Jireh, for providing for my household, for providing my needs. I want to thank him for keeping a roof over my head. I want to thank him for my health and strength. I want to thank him for keeping me healthy. I want to thank him for delivering our son, Giovanni. I want to thank him for just who he is. I want to ask the Lord to continue to bless each and every one on his line. I want to thank the Lord for blessing and protecting all of my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord for opening the door that I know I could not have opened. I know without a shadow of a doubt that it was him that opened that door, and him alone. And I want to thank him for doing that for me. Like I keep saying, I want to continue to walk with him. I'm asking him to give me strength.
Mm-hmm.
To help carry me through this journey and to give me the strength to do what's right in his sight and to live right. I just want to praise him and thank him for who he is. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the
amen.
Lord. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Praise God.
I want to thank God for letting us not get to the point where we get so bitter with other people that are so silly. You know, it's so stupid to know that you serve the Lord and then you got people pretend to love the Lord and then don't love him. Because if they love him, they would not do the things that they do.
Amen.
Even when, mm-hmm. when you come on the line, supposed to be a sanctuary, that people trying to get a breakthrough and they think because they do stuff like that, it's all right. That's not what God wants us to do. Mm-hmm. And it caused other people can't hear from the Lord. But the God say no weapon formed against us, not even supposed to prosper. Then that person wonder why they're going through stuff. Because mm-hmm. they're going through because they don't want to do what's right.
Amen.
And I just want to ask the Lord to keep his covering on me and stuff like that. But you see so much going on in life. Some people just don't know what it is. All of us in a different zone, time zone. Mm-hmm. And we do get tired and we do get weary. We don't want y'all that dog. Now listen to that up now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'm not God. Thank God I'm not God. Believe you me. Thank God I'm not God. Because if I was, I would just blow out that speaker on the television. I would be like that thing came on TV, bewitched.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because it's wrong. It's wrong. But when they're going through, they want everybody to get so holy and so this and so that. Do it all the time.
Amen.
What you do for yourself, you do for others. Don't do that. All that's going through, the way the nation is right now, you don't know who gonna wake up and gonna have nothing.
Amen.
You're so right.
They're dropping people off everywhere, in every community, and everywhere to take over. But still, no people doing stupid stuff.
Amen.
Go ahead, Apostle.
I want to say something on that, Mother. Hey, amen. You are so right. And whoever that is, we need to show God more reverence on this line. We've been saying this for a minute. But we really need to crack down. Because now is not the time for no half-stepping. Whatever you're going to do for God, do it all the way. I don't do it at all.
Amen.
Some of us, we can't wait to get online because this is the only time we have to commune together with our God to hear what he has to say from heaven. Nothing is more important than what God is saying right now. Let me say
Amen.
That again. Your television will tell you a lot because your television is messing with your vision. Whoever has a TV in the background, can you please cut that down or cut it off, please? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That's being very disrespectful.
That's the kind of stuff I said early on there. You know, I wish I was in the world of where I was. I would say some nice stuff to them.
Amen.
But that ain't good enough for them.
My prayer.
And the devil itself, that's all.
My prayer is that God have mercy on your soul.
Amen.
That God have mercy on your soul because when you come against the anointing of God through being rebellious or stubborn, you don't wanna mess with God on that level. It'd be better for you not to be on the line if you're gonna disrespect the line.
Amen.
Than to be on the line
Hallelujah.
And disrespected. And you know who you are. And God knows who you are. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Because when we come online, it's not just us coming online, but other people are coming online too. And like Mother said, that,
amen,
you know, we're trying to hear from God. We don't need no flesh. We don't need nothing that the enemy got are trying to do to get in the way of what God is saying to us.
Amen.
That's what we said. You know, when we first came on, how that person was so cruel and disrespectful, but raise up the television when people get to talking, it must not be, knowing that God can stop everything. They're wondering why people are dropping dead and stuff like that and going in the hospital and don't know what's going on with them. All this stuff going on in this world right now is because God is angry. He do get angry with people.
Amen.
Yes. He get angry.
Yes, he do.
So that is uncalled for. Using the TV, raising it up and down and stuff like that. That's not right. Nah. And I don't care if they get mad with me. I don't care. Yes, I said it, and I'm going to say it again. And it says, Brother Brian, I sure hope the God you wake up. If it's you. Whoever it is, I hope they wake up. Go inside of that mess. Yes, I'm calling out, man. I'm sure it is.
I'm wide awake. I ain't sleeping. I'm wide awake.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we're talking about the TV in the background.
We're talking about the TV in the background.
The television in the background. I don't care what it is. The television, whatever. Now, if I can't come to you and tell you the truth, don't make sense for me to come tell you a lie. And I'm telling you, cut your TV off. Unplug it if you can't hear. Probably you need a hearing aid, whoever you is. I ain't gonna sit here on the line and pray and play God.
Amen.
Now you see
there
how you get this
again.
Paper it is?
Yeah,
you call
again.
Yourself being smart. But you see, if I had any control over it, I'd fix it where I would have every line coming. I can tell where it's coming from and cut them off. Block them. But ain't no more than the devil doing that mess.
Hey, amen. Man, we're working on getting it to that point.
I'm not going to entertain it because it's wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
Was,
just resist the devil and let
and
him.
And the word of God said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Whoever it is don't have no dog on knowledge.
I ain't trying to
yes,
get
I said it. Yes, I said it. I'm tired of that mess. I could have been sleeping and pray to God by myself and coming in agreement with somebody is not right. Yes, I said it. Call me out. Call me out. I said it.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we're gonna move forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because obviously, whoever it is falling on deaf ears. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen. We just going to pray for you and put you in the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Amen. So, we thank God on tonight. Amen. For everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. In about 20 minutes, we're coming back on. Amen. With the Priest of Word Revival. I'm going to be delivering the word tonight. So I invite you to call back in. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to be good, thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If you haven't sown your seed, don't forget to sow it. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, get your seed in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your seed ain't going to grow if it's in your hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If you can ask any form of that. As long as it was in their hand, it was just seed. But as soon as they put the seed in the ground, Hallelujah. Praise God. That seed began to manifest something. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So make sure you get your seed in the ground if you haven't already. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, and he can give you his final announcements and the benediction. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Praise you, man of God. Amen. Praise you, Elder Andre, man. And we look forward to God using you tonight. Amen. I know it's coming. Amen. And I want to encourage those of you who have not sown your seed. Amen. Please get your seed in the ground as soon as possible. Amen. Because we want to be obedient and move in obedience to God. Like Elder said, your seed can't produce a harvest if it's still in your hand. Amen. And we just want to obey God and release the hand of God for us. Amen.
Amen.
Because God has something so awesome for us that blessings follow obedience. In every obedient act, there's an open door.
Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God, I say that. I'm going to say this before I close. The door that God has for you, it's either going to open or it's going to close based upon what you do with what God has put in your hands to do. Now, that's way out. That's really disrespectful. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Yahshua prevails against you. I say that because you know what you're doing. And because of that, the wrath of God is going to come hard on you because of that. Amen and amen. I want to encourage everyone, just stay prayerful. Because the enemy is busy. And he mad because God's hand is on this line. But he don't know he fighting against God. And when you fight against God, guess what? That's a losing battle. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Elder, if you can, when I'm finished dismissing, if you could play No Weapon. To let the enemy know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Because it ain't going to work.
Amen.
Whatever it is, it ain't going to work. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. And we give you praise tonight. We give you honor and adoration tonight, Lord. Thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, and what our hearts now understand. Father, we thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for keeping us, God, safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We give you praise and glory tonight, God, and we bless your holy name. We thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe, and we have power over him. We thank you tonight, Lord, that it's already done. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 What I say unto one,
I say unto all.
Watch.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Come on and shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So let's get ready. Amen. We'll take a couple of minutes and come back online and hear what the Lord is going to say through elders tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man, I love y'all.
Amen.
Love
you too.
Amen. Love you too, Apostle.
Amen.
Bless you, elder. Love you back. I love you back, bro. We gonna get something done about this. Amen. See if we can get a see if we can get a number block for that person.
Yeah, I'm gonna get with Mother Alberta tomorrow and check about see if we can get that done.
Okay, Elder, amen. Sound like a plan. Sound like a plan.
Amen.
We'll There just ain't one.
There just ain't one. There just ain't one.
Although they've said I net a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.